Chapter 5. The Writing on the Wall. In the fall of 1942, the German Sixth Army was rampaging virtually unhindered through the Ukraine in Russia. Its objectives were Baku and the rich Caucasian oil fields. With these oil reserves in hand, Hitler planned to turn south and capture the oil of the Middle East in a combined operation with Field Marshal Erwin Rommel's famed Afrika Korps assault from North Africa. This scheme was thwarted by Rommel's defeat at El Alamein, made possible by the now-known decoding of German Enigma messages and the eventual destruction of the German Sixth Army at Stalingrad, a city on the Volga River. Stalingrad, which the Germans had entered in strength, by late September of that year, soon turned into a cauldron of death and destruction. Even breathing became a chore due to the constant shelling and bombing. Though of dubious strategic value, both Hitler and Stalin insisted there be no withdrawal from the fiercely defended city, the namesake of the Soviet leader. Russian pincer attacks isolated the Sixth Army in late November, but organized resistance did not end until February 2, 1943, with the surrender of more than 90,000 German soldiers, most of them reduced to skin and bones through lack of supplies. With the loss of the Sixth Army, ranking Nazis recognized that the war's momentum had turned against them on the Eastern Front. It was never to be regained. 6 months later, after the disastrous Battle of Kursk, in which the Nazi war machine lost nearly three-fourths of its entire mechanized force, it became clear that the defeat of Germany was more than a possibility. It was a probability. Top Nazis began to draw up plans for escape and the continuation of their goals. Kurt Ries, a noted news correspondent of the time, who traveled extensively in Europe, wrote in detail about the Nazis' plans for survival in his book, The Nazis Go Underground. Astonishingly, this was published in the spring of 1944, prior to the Allied D-Day landings in France that June. Ries wrote, "They had better means for preparing to go underground than any other potential underground movement in the entire previous history of the world. They had all the machinery of the well-organized Nazi state. They had a great deal of time to prepare everything. They worked very hard, but they did nothing hastily, left nothing to chance. Everything was thought through logically and organized to the last detail." Himmler, along with Bormann, planned with the utmost coolness.